a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks? Next week, June 5th, we will be attending a state tax commission meeting. So our regular session, our regular scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, June 6th. Starting on our agenda for the day, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471803 through 471863. Warrant 8157. Four journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Do we normally put public comment in the minutes?
No.
It's got an after the formal agenda, and it's always before the formal agenda. So do we just strike that, or what do we?
We could approve as amended.
But we strike the public comment portion. Did you guys see anything else?
I didn't.
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes from May 22nd, 2023, as amended or with corrections.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We had May 23rd as well. Was there executive on?
There was an executive on the 25th. Or is that? Let me see here. Yeah, May 25th.
Yeah, okay. So regular session, move to approve regular session minutes for May 23rd, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve executive session minutes for May 25th, 2023. I'm not seeing the executive.
I don't. We have the regular minutes for the 25th, but we don't have the executive here.
Okay.
Oh, I've got a copy here. Maybe.
Oh, I never did see them.
Okay.
Okay.
You do have a copy of the executive?
Yes.
Okay.
Give you a second to look over those here.
Move to approve the regular minutes for May 25th, 2023.
We have a motion on the.
You have a motion?
There was a motion to approve the executive session minutes.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. It's a motion on that.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know. Move to approve the regular session minutes for May 25th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. right, next thing on our agenda is the Memorandum of Understanding for the SRO program, Kennecuck. It's number 23-067S, Sheriff. In front of us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good.
So this is similar to what we've done with the airport and the schools?
Correct. Yeah, it's basically they've taken the same MOU and changed the titles and the dates to better fit this situation, but it's a similar agreement.
I've never known us to do it for a private business.
Well, I mean, we do it for the airport, which is not, I don't guess that's necessarily a private business, but I know other counties do. In fact, Stone County, Kennecuck has a resource officer that's a Stone County deputy, and that's why they reached out to us and see if we would do the same.
And the benefit to the county is?
Well, the benefit to the county is that, you know, the deputy would be stationed there through the week, and if something happened, just the same as in the school, if something happens close that we don't have a deputy close to respond, they can clear from there. You know, we've had incidents that were close to the schools where the SRO has left the school to respond to a domestic situation or something until we have a regular patrol deputy that can get there, and then they'll clear and go back to their assignment.
And it's all paid for by the entity.
It is paid for by the entity, yes.
Well, the difference I saw in this, I didn't remember the other contracts giving an exact, this gives an exact dollar amount of $15,766. Where do we get that amount at?
That amount is 25% of the base pay for salary and benefits for a deputy. Because they would have them basically 25% of the year. The school has them 75% of the year, so what they're paying is three times that amount. So that's what the dollar amount is.
But it gives a specific dollar amount of $15,766, mm-hmm. and it says that that's the gross benefits right then, but any other increase to the benefits package is done by the county. That I don't think that's like the others that I remember.
I don't know that the other ones have the exact dollar amount.
I don't remember it.
But it does say that the benefits package may change with little or no notice, and we've done that with the other schools, that whenever the pay went up, we increased the amount that we invoice, and that's allowed.
Because we did that. We changed the contract with the last school to, mm-hmm. to cover that because the benefits had changed.
Right.
This is given a dollar amount. And it says the county will be responsible for the remaining salary, including any increases or changes to the benefits package.
Okay.
Are we going to increase or do any changes in 3 months between now and August 31st?
Not that I'm aware of.
So it shouldn't be an issue?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Well, we might make a note in there if for so choose to move forward with this morning that we make sure that that is rectified in the future.
Well, and that dollar amount.
Kirbyville is the same?
Yeah, Kirbyville.
Okay.
It has the dollar amount.
Yeah, the Kirbyville one has the dollar amount as well.
It has the dollar amount? We went over it when we had theirs saying that due to the increase.
The
so then they probably went back and corrected the dollar amount.
The dollar amount, which equals 75%.
If you look at provision 7,
okay.
It says that they can be required to work additional hours, and Kennecuck will reimburse the county. If Kennecuck requires them to work more than 40 hours a week, then we invoice them for the difference, and Kennecuck reimburses us for that.
Didn't it say in there somewhere that they would never work more than 48?
Yes, on number 7.
So they may be required to work additional hours.
Well, if the officer, if it's, I was told it's going to be the same officer that used at Kerrville School.
Yes.
So if you take, if they're going to work from June 1st to August 31st, that would either be 12 or 13 weeks, whichever way you figured. It would be 13 if you went to be one day minus 13. If you take that number of weeks times his the salary of benefits, I can't come with that amount. So if we're putting the exact amount in there. The way I was told that that particular officer was using made $20.80 an hour. So you take that, what their benefits package is. I can't come with that amount in that number of weeks.
That may be a question for David.
Yeah, that calculation is 25% of the figure that David gave me this year for the base salary and benefits for a patrol deputy.
Well, if he makes 20, then the total benefit package, compensation benefits, is $63,507.08. Then with time off, if we use that, you come to $68,000. So I don't know. And would this officer be responsible for any events that would happen with the kids there? Would they be overseeing?
As far as
if
there was an incident that required a police report, he would be the one that would take that report.
Okay. Would he be responsible for seeing that the kids were not abused in any way?
Well,
that's my concern.
Whenever he was there, you know, yeah, he would be on patrol, and whenever he was there, he would be responsible for seeing that there were no criminal law violations that occurred. But he's not going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so there's not to say that something may happen whenever he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a large campus, so there could be something. He can't cover it all at once, so, you know, similar to a school. Can't be everywhere at once. There could be something that takes place that they don't see.
I just have concerns for the county in that direction.
Okay.
Are you concerned there may be a liability on the county?
Yes.
I don't see how there'd be any liability, because it's all of our deputies and law enforcement throughout the county to make sure there's no.
Right.
I think you're confusing the term responsible and liable.
We would respond to their call.
We would respond to a call anyways, whether we had somebody stationed
there. So
we
would be the entity that would take care of that anyway.
Correct.
Take the report.
If you recall, report. But if something happened you didn't know about at the time, but it was happening on your watch while you were there, would be responsible. Or the projection that we had an officer there and should be overseeing it, thinking you have... If I put my child in there, that I have more security because we have an officer there. I have more protection.
Sheriff, are you comfortable with the SRO program with Kennecott?
I am, yes. I think what they're wanting is, because of incidents they've had in the past and threats that have been made, I think that's why they want somebody there.
Have they had incidents during the hours and they had to call in?
Well, they have had threats from the public, and so they've requested extra patrols and stuff, you know, and we have had investigators. Most of the threats are stuff that came across online, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. they use different IP addresses, like public IP addresses.